Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Vov in the Art Scholars Vahodar edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Daled, starting Amud Aleph in the top of the Amud. A big portion of today's Daf is quoted in Maseches Tainis in the Yerushalmi. So the Gemara starts with what we said in the Mishnah that Tisha B'Av we push Tisha B'Av to after Shabbos. Rav Yirmi Mishnah Rachia Barbo Bedina Yeshem Misanim Vasiri. Really, Tisha B'Av should have been on Yud B'Av, on the 10th of Av. Shaboy Nisrav, that's the main day that Beis HaMikdash was burned. V'lama B'Tishri, why did he do it on the 9th? Shaboy Tchila Peronos, that's when started the fire. V'tani Ken says like this in the Braitzo, B'Shvi Nichnesu L'Toichoy, on the 7th of Av, they went into Beis HaMikdash to Goyim. B'Shvi Neyumi Karkarim Boy, on the 8th day, they were there and they were destroying it. Batishi Yitzisi Boy Sahur, on the 9th, they lit the fire, and Ba'asiri Nisrav, on the 10th of Av, it was burned. Hevshum Levi Tzayim Tishi Ba'asiri. He fasted on the 9th and the 10th of Av, because these were the days that Beis HaMikdash was burned. Rabbi Levi Tzayim Tishi V'Leila Siri, the 9th and the night of the 10th. Rabbi Bar Zavda V'Shem Chanino, Bikash Rebbe Liko La'akor Tisha B'Av, V'Lo Yoidu Loi. Rebbe wanted to stop Tisha B'Av, but they didn't agree with him. Amar Rabbi Lozor, Im Choisi. So Rabbi Lozor tells Rabbi Bar Zavda, I was with you. V'Lo Yisamaros, Elo Bikash Rebbe La'akor Tisha B'Av Shechad B'Shabes, V'Lo Yinichu Loi. Not that Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av completely. Only Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos. Why? It says once anyway he can't fast on Shabbos. So let's completely cancel Tisha B'Av. They said no, Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos will just push, will be pushed to Sunday. It says, meaning he returned to him a favor. Because Rabbi Lozor corrected Rabbi Bar-Zavda. And it happened the opposite. Rabbi Bar-Zavda corrected Rabbi Lozor in the following case. So said that there's a mitzvah puruvu on a man and a woman alike. Told him, "I was with you." Wasn't said that. All he said was not that we paskin. There's a mitzvah puruvu on a woman. But if she demands to marry, you listen to her. Why? Because she can say, I need someone to take care of me. I need children. So they call on them on these two Amoraim, Toivim Mashtayim Echad, together they're able to figure out the correct Shmua. Continues the Gemara and says, Chagigo is also pushed off when it falls in Shabbos. How do we know that? Pasuk says there's Chag HaKotzer, the day we do Kotzer, when you harvest. And it says you don't do Melocha. So how do we understand these two Pesukim together? When it falls on a weekday, so you do Chagigo that day, the day of Yom Tov, and you also do Shviso and other things. But when Shavuos falls on Shabbos, so then lemochat choygei v'koytzer. So then the next day you do chagiga, and you also do ktzir, you also do harvest. So when it says that you do chag hakotzer is when it's moved from Yom Tov to weekday, because it falls on Shabbos. So then you're doing ktzir that day. And when it just says that you kol melochah l'tzasu is when you bring the chagiga the day of Yom Tov, which when it falls on a weekday. Even when you're pushing the Chagigah to the day after Yom Tov, when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, the Ktsira that you do is not a full Melocha. All you can harvest is what you need for the dough. As we learned, a person who needs to bring the Beis HaMikdash wood and Bikurim. And the word explains what does it mean, wood? Person that donated wood to the Mizbeach. So that day, he's not allowed to do hesped, he's not allowed to do a eulogy, and a tainis, he can't fast. There's a issur melacha when you bring a korban. So if a person didn't bring his korban in Shavuos and was pushed the next day, he can't do melacha that day. So the only melacha he could do is what he needs for his issur, for his dough. Says the Gemara of Hakel. Hakel is when the king reads the Torah to Am Yisrael on the Sukkot after Shemitah. And that's supposed to be the first day of Chol HaMoed, after the second day of Sukkot. When that falls on Shabbos, they move it to the next day. So the Gemara explains why. Rabbo Breda Bechia Barbo Amar Mpniat Kiyo, because they used to blow shofar, and therefore they had to move, they can't blow shofar in Shabbos. So that's why they move it to the next day. Because you have to build a bimo, a stand where the king would stand on, and you can't do that on Shabbos. So just build it before, the day earlier. You can't have the bimo the day before, which is Yom Tov, because people have to bring korbanos, and there's no room in the Hazara. The Hazara needs to be available. The reason is because you can't build a structure in Beis HaMikdash which stays overnight. It's considered to be, so if it's only done that day, it's okay. But to do it the day before, you can't. And you can't do it on Shabbos. You have to wait for the day after Shabbos. Continuing the Gemara now on the Vavah on the base with another Gemara that we saw on Meseches Tainis. It says the Gemara, Masniso de Rameir. Meaning our Mishnah that says that the days that you have, you can make the Megillah earlier on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. It's mutter behesved betainis. You're allowed to do a eulogy and you're allowed to fast. That goes like Rameir. Because what do Rameir say? Domar Rameir. The long lemispot, when Megillas Tainis is a sefer that was written with all the days of Yom Tovim that happened to Am Yisrael. And there it says a list of days you now do fast these days and days you now do a eulogy. So if it says not to do a eulogy, a sulis anis, you're now allowed to fast as well? Because eulogy is lighter than fasting because it's an entire day. So if now I'll do a eulogy, of course I can fast. But if it says in Megillas Tainis that this day is a Yom Tov, the loyalis anus, you're not allowed to fast that day, mutar be'aspet, eulogy you could do. But there's a mandomer that argues with our mayor, and he loans the opposite. When it says not to fast, so then you now do a eulogy, because eulogy is more referential. When it says not to do a eulogy, you're allowed to fast. Now Purim is a day you're not allowed to do a eulogy, now I'll do a hespet. So according to the second mandomer, you now do a hespet, but you're allowed to fast. So Koshigin is the days before you can fast. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah that says that the days before, when you bring Megillah earlier, you're allowed to fast on all those days. Even Purim, you're allowed to fast. Elamah, our Mishnah is like Rameir. The Rameir says that there are days, the days that says you're not allowed to do a hesped, you're not allowed to fast as well. So Purim, you can't do neither. No fasting, no hesped. The days before, if you read the Megillah earlier, you could do a fast. Just to end the sentence, the Gemara says, Udilostam, if it doesn't say if it's a day you're not allowed to fast or you're not allowed to do a eulogy, it just says you're not allowed to do something. It's a day of a Yom Tov. Kedelo Yisanyo. That means you're not allowed to fast that day. According to our mayor, you still could do a hesped. Continues the word and says, Omar Abiyoino. This quote from Megillas Tainis, it says, Eilin Yumayin Delolis Anabohin. These are the days you're not allowed to fast in them. Umiktsasoin, some of them, Delolis Mispabohin. Some of them, you're not allowed to do a eulogy in them. So it says the word behoin twice. So Rabbi Yehuda, I think, it seems to be quoting. Omam Shimon Gamliel, Matomad Lohimar Behoin Behoin Shnei Pamim. Why does it say Behoin twice? Elamilamed Shalayla Mutter Vayoyim Osir. Behoin means those days you're not allowed to do it. And you're emphasizing days. Behoin means the night before you're allowed to. Kador Detani. Now Kador Detani is not a continuation of what we said before. It's something new. It says in the Braiso, Lehan Inish Tehave Eloi Osir Betziloi. I mean, what it says in Megillas Tainis, you now do a fast or eulogy, is excluding someone who accepted himself a Tainis in davening the mincha before. Osur betzilo means he's accepted himself a Tainis in davening. Tzilo is losh of davening. Omar Abisi Baraboin, Shutzich Laskir Mibarev. One who accepted himself a Tainis the mincha before, so already in Mayriv, he has to mention a Neinu. Vahasaki de Omar Abzoriwa Bashem Chuno. He says, regarding a Neinu, you said like the night of Shabbos and its day, meaning the night and the day, the night before you already say a Neinu. Continues the Gemara and addresses another Machloikis that we have, a Machloikis Rameir and Rabbi Yossi, in the second parak in Tainis. When it says, Yomim Shaosu Be'espet, the days you now do a eulogy. So according to Rameir, the day before that day is Osir, the day after is Mutter to do a Hespet. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the day before and the day after is Osir. If it says Yom Yishosur B'Tainis, you're not allowed to do a fast. So according to Rameir, the day before and the day after that day, you could have a Tainis. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the day before you can, the day after you could. So as we'll see, there Yom Yud Gimel in Adar, is a day of, it's mentioned Megillas Tainis, it's Yom Nikonor. Yom Nikonor is one of the Yom Tovs that we had. And that was the day you're not allowed to do a Tainis. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, any day you're not allowed to do a Tainis, you can't do a Tainis the day before. So if Yom Yud Gimel is Yom Nikonor, and you can't do a tainis that day, so you'd base another as the day before, you can't do a tainis. So when the Mishnah tells us that you could do Megillah, Yudal, if you'd base, but those days you could do a tainis, it's not including Yom Yud base. But according to a mayor that holds that when it says not to do a tainis, the day before you could do a tainis, so if Yom Yud Gimel is Yom Nikonor, Yom Yud base, the day you could do a tainis. So that's what the Gemara says. Masnis or Mishnah, oy bechadas or kabirisi. We talk about Yud Aleph Odor. According to your Abirisi, that's the day you could do a tainis, because Yud base you can do, because it's Erev Yom Nikonor. Oy bechadas or kabir, it's Yud base, like Rameir, the holds you could do a tainis the day before, the days you now do a tainis, make it less tainis. So the Gemara, vekashal de Rameir, loy kentani, bechernes erbe, yom tiryon. But doesn't Megillah's tainis tell you that the 12th of Odor is also a Yom Tif? What do Yom Tov have on the 12th of Adar? It's called Yom Tiryon. So why you say according to your mayor, it's the day you could fast? Answers the Gemara of Omar V'Yakob B'Achol Boto Yom Tiryon. Yom Tiryon was canceled. Why? Because Yom Shenerog Lo Linus Upapus. What is it referring to? Reb Chaim brings the Rashi. We're talking about Linus Upapus. They were trying to come and kill Am Yisrael for something, for someone that would kill the daughter of the king. Was murdered, they didn't know who it was, they wanted to kill all Am Yisrael. So came these two brothers, Linus and Papus, and said, we killed her. So the guy that was in charge, he said, okay, if you're tzaddikim, so the same way Hashem saved Hanani, Mishael, and Azayo, he will save you as well. So they answered him, we're not in the level to get an ace. Kashmir was not going to save us. But anybody who, whoever was Nifra, Mina Kadosh Baruch Hu, who punished the Rishayim, he will punish you as well. So this one in charge killed them, and immediately after came a messengers from Rome, and they executed this one in charge. So in the beginning, they made this day as a day of a Yom Tov, because this one in charge, this responsible person who's killing Am Yisrael, was killed. But then they canceled it, because at the end of the day, two Yidin were dying in Kiddush Hashem that day, so they stopped it from being a Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara and says, but Lassal Bey quotes from Megillah's Tani, says Yom Nikonor, as we mentioned, the 30th of Adar is Nikonor. Mao Yom Nikonor, what's that day? Shilter Mishal Malchus Yovan, there was some royal delegate from Malchus Yovan, Hayoivil Alexander, he was passing through Eretz Yisrael, going to Alexandria to Egypt. For us Yushalayim, he sees Yushalayim, Fechirev Venietz Vegidev. He cursed Klapim Alav. Oh, Bishuvi Bishalim, Etoitz the Migdal says, when I come back, I'm going to destroy this place. Came one of the soldiers of Beis Chashmonai. He killed all the soldiers. Until he came to his chariot. He cut off his hands. He cut off his head. He put him on a stick. He wrote beneath it. The mouth was spoken appropriately. Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the hand that tried with Gaiva to destroy Yerushalayim. I mean, these are this is the head and the hands of this person. Put in a pole next to Yerushalayim. That was Yom Nikonor, the day that Nikonor was killed. Special day of celebration. Now the Gemara is bothered the following. Yom Nikonor is Yud Gimel Adar. It's Erev Purim. Purim is a day you now do a hespit. So according to Rameir and according to Rabbi, according to both, the day before you also can do a tainis, because it's Erev, a day of Yom, the Yinala, do a hespet. So why do you have to tell me the Yud Gimel is a Yom Tov? What do you add by the fact that you're saying the Yud Gimel is a Yom Tov? Says the Gemara, Al-Daite, we're using Rav Chaim's Girsa. Al-Daite, the Rabbi Yisi, according to Rabbi Yisi, Nicho, I know why you're telling me the Yud Gimel is a Yom Tov. Ba'al lo yisar lefonov. I'm going to tell you that the day before is also Aser, because according to Rabbi Yisi, when it says not to do a tainis, so not only that day is Aser, but also the day before is also Aser. So I tell you, Yud Gimel is Yom Nikonor, it tells you Yom Yud Beis, the day you can't do a tainis as well. Continues the Gemara of Zayin Amud Aleph. I'll die to the Arameir, Ma Baal Leser. But according to Arameir, what is it called to be Aser? Lefonov Leisli. According to Arameir, when it says a day you now do a tainis, like the Gemara understands, Yom Nikonor, it says a day not to do a tainis, the day before you could do a tainis. So when you tell me Yud Gimel is a day of no tainis, it's not coming to be Yoyse Yom Yud Beis. Atzmai Yosu B'nei Abrasar. Now what about when you tell me that day itself you now do a tainis, I know you can't do a tainis, because it's Erev Purim, which is the day you can't do a hespet. And Rameir agrees, whenever it says not to do a hespet, you can't do the day before a tainis. Says the Gemara, Baal Yodiyachosh Yosu B'hespet. Meaning, Megillah's Tanis doesn't say clearly what it is. It says you're not allowed to do something. The Gemara thought maybe you can't do a tainis. Says the Gemara, it says that you can't do a hespet as well. So if I would just do it because it's Erev Purim, it's a day you can't do a tainis. But a hesped you could do. That's why I'm telling you, Yom Nikud is a yom to tell you it's a day you can't do a hesped. Says the Gemara now, really repeating what we said before. Vafilo de Rabbi Yosi, that's the Gisra Rabbi Chaim, leisu makshio. Of course, Rabbi Yosi is also not understood. You tell me why, tell me you'd give him to tell you the day before, it's asur. Leiken tani betrena sarbo yom tirion. Do we know that the 12 days, the day of Yom Tev, because it's Yom Tirin, as we mentioned before, the day when they killed the lioness with pipes? So it's a day you can do tainis anyway, because it's a Yom Tev. So why do you have to tell me Yud Gimel is Yom Nikonor, if anyway the day before is Asur? Says, well, my Yaakov Acho, but tell Yom Tirin, Yom Shini Rag, lioness with pipes. As we mentioned before, that day was canceled, it's not a Yom Tev anymore, because two tzaddikim died in Kiddush Hashem. So therefore, if I would not tell you that Yud Gimel is Yom Nikonor, I would think that Yud Beis could do a tainis. That's the chiddush to tell you Yud Gimel is Yom Nikonor. And it's and if Yom Nikonor is a day you can't do a tainis, according to Yud Beis, the day before Yud Beis, you can't do a tainis as well, even though it's no special day on its own. The Gemara is going to continue this sug in the next daf, but with this we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Vov.